All right. Welcome to the All American Hoops podcast. I'm Chris Driscoll. And man, oh man, I'm super, super excited to get this podcast up and going. This is truly a long time coming, not only as a content creator, but mostly just as a sports fan. Anyone who has known me for a long period of time knows how much of a sports fan I am and how long it's been, because my mom was looking through, like, she was like going through some storage the other day, like in our family room, and she found some old books. And one of those books was actually my very first sports notebook, in which I have a bunch of lists of lineups of certain hypotheticals that I've made through the years. This first one was literally, it may sound like I'm lying, but it was literally when I was in the third grade that I was making all-star lineups for both baseball and basketball. So, and one thing for sure is I haven't grown out of it at all. There's still a little 8-year-old in me that's still making lineups every day of all-time lineups, current day lineups. And it's something that I think we're going to forever do as well. It's certainly something I'm never going to grow out of, and I'm super happy about it. But yeah, like, another reason why I'm super excited, I just want to talk about my time as a content creator. So I was someone who was always tweeting about sports off my personal account, which obviously wasn't a bad thing, but I wasn't really interacting with a ton of other basketball creators. So I made the account, my Twitter account, I should say, in the fall of 2020. So this was fall of my senior year. I'm pretty sure it was either late October or early November. It was right after LeBron and the Lakers won the ring in the bubble. And I finally decided, listen, I want to make this account and start actually interacting with other creators. And I've had a ton of fun doing that. I'm not as active there as I used to be, but I'm still there pretty much every day and interacting with as many people as possible. So I was really all in on that for a year. And then I decided I wanted to expand the brand a little bigger. So I then made the TikTok account because I was watching TikToks a lot throughout the pandemic. And then I saw a lot of basketball creators on there, and I always thought it was pretty cool, but it was never really something I considered. So I decided that I wanted to hop on the bandwagon and see, maybe this might be pretty cool. So I started off by making a couple of fake videos. I never made them public, but they were basically just what I would do. It was like a series of what I would do if I was the GM of a certain team. So I did the Atlanta Hawks and the Boston Celtics. This was summer of 2021 that I was making these videos. And one of the other videos that I made actually was an instant reaction video to Al Horford being traded back to the Celtics and how pumped I was. That's one video that actually I wish that was kind of publicized, because I was so happy to see it. But I saw how much fun it was, and then I decided to actually start publicizing my videos. And my first video published was in August of 2021, I believe. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, this was right when I was starting grad school, by the way. And the first video that I made was, again, it was a series. It was predicting the amount of wins each team would have and whether you should bet the over or the under on each team. So as I mentioned, this year I went through it alphabetically. So I did the Hawks first, then the Celtics, then the Nets. I think next would have been the Hornets. I did the Hornets, I did the Bulls. And after a bit, it took a long time because started student teaching and everything. So then I kind of just did a rapid fire video, but had a ton of fun with that. And I just kept on going. I was making all-star lineups. I was breaking down games. And again, it's something that I've done for, this is over 2 years now. This would have been 2 years since August. So yeah, a little over two years now, which is, and it's been so much fun. And the first video I made was a lot of fun, and I'm pretty sure that I'm having even more fun now because I'm interacting with a lot more creators. And then to continue on with my sports journey, I believe it was January of this year, so about a year, so approaching a year ago. Again, I was just wanting to expand my brand even more. I'm someone who even though I love making my list, I was never really a writer in school. I enjoyed writing about sports sometimes, but it was kind of a drag sometimes. But ever since I became the content creator and I actually wanted to put my words on paper, I started writing a lot more, and it's something that I had a lot of fun with. So I submitted one of my pieces to a sports website called primetimesportstalk.com, and they decided to take me in as a writer, and I have my own column now, which I do, in which I write about an article every week. And it's, again, it's super fun. There's not really, we don't really do a lot of interaction there, but however, we still do we do have our group chat. We still do talk every once in a while. And the fact that I'm part of a community which writes articles of all different types of sports is awesome, because one thing I mentioned, I'm a baseball fan. I'm able to write about both basketball and baseball all the time. So that's something that's a lot of fun. But anyway, so I have the three big things. I have the Twitter account, I have the TikTok account, and then my column. And I'm having a lot of fun with all of those. And I just I'm never someone who wants to settle, even though I'd be happy with just staying with the three of them. I surely wouldn't feel like I'm not making the most of the experience. So for years, people have said to themselves, "Oh, we should start a podcast." It's one of those things where guys are talking to each other and say, "We should start a podcast." Well, here I am. I'm actually going to do it right now. And words can't describe how pumped I am to do this, because of everything I just said. It's a long time coming and I'm super pumped. But I just want to get into a couple of things. So yeah, I'm just going to talk about what the show is going to be exactly. So basically what I want this to be, I want it to be basically a bunch of guys sitting at a bar talking about sports and just having a great time, because this is what I want it to be. As much as I want to expand my brand and interact with other creators, at the end of the day, I do want this just to be a fun thing. And that's what it comes down to. It's part of the reason why I only posted the video of me announcing the podcast on Instagram to begin with, is because I want to build this podcast with those that have been with me since day one. And I'm really excited to do that. So basically, we'll have casual episodes where we just talk about what's going on in today's NBA. We'll have more in-depth episodes where we talk about big games, where we talk about historical games. We'll also have like games of different drafts and stuff. So it's going to be pretty go with the flow to begin with. But once we have like an established routine, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. And again, like I'm going to say it a lot throughout the episode, I'm just really grateful and super pumped to get into this. And once we have the routine down, it's going to be even more fun. But yeah, and it's not going to be just basketball. It'll be mostly basketball, but there are going to be certain special episodes where we'll talk about baseball. We could talk about like the MLB playoffs that just passed. We'll talk about the All-Star game, free agency coming up. We'll do the same thing with football around when the playoffs are coming up soon. We'll probably talk about that for a little bit. And we'll probably talk about the draft a little bit too, which I'll get into. But yeah, so it'll be primarily basketball, but also sprinkle of baseball and football as well. As far as goes for who's going to be on the podcast, I mentioned in my video that my two brothers, John and Matt, are going to be on the show very regularly. They're going to be on pretty much whenever they want. They were super psyched when I told them about this, and they've probably been my two biggest supporters of the All-American Hooper brand since day one. And I've told them this in private, but I'm super, super thankful for them and throughout their support for all this. And we've been angrily having sports discussions for a very long time behind closed doors. So it's going to be pretty cool publicizing these miserable discussions that we've had. We're not really two miserable Celtics fans currently, but you know, sports fans, we always find a way to find the negatives and things. So so they'll be on here regularly. And then to begin, I'm gonna have as many family and friends as on the show as possible. I've already had a ton of old friends reach out to me saying that they're interested in coming on. Super grateful for those that have been with me since day one of the All-American Hooper brand. And I definitely do want to have those people come on the show and just and build this up. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. So yeah, that's who's going to be on the show. That's what the show is going to be about. So yeah, again, I'm going to say this is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm just dipping my toes in for now. That's why I'm not announcing it on TikTok or Twitter or anything. But yeah, it's going to be a blast for sure. But anyway, so we're about 10 minutes in now. So now let's get let's get into the show, and let's get into the show actually. So we will talk about the beginning of the season now. So we're about a month into the season now. A little over a month into the season, actually. Jesus, flying by. And to be honest, there are some surprises for sure, but I guess like the top of the standings aren't too surprising. Oh, that's not true at all, actually. The out west, it's very surprising, to say the least. I think the Thunder are at the top of the West along with the Timberwolves. I predicted the Timberwolves to be the 6th seed and the Thunder to be like the 11th or the 12th seed. I think they're going to be higher than the 6th and the 12th seed. I think they're going to be lower than the 1st and the 2nd seed. But I'm someone, I thought I was higher on the Timberwolves than most people thought. Or no, not that I thought. I know I was higher than on the Timberwolves than a lot of people thought. Most people had them either in the play-in tournament or just outside the play-in tournament. I said, I don't think they're going to need the play-in tournament to get into the playoffs. And they keep it up. They're not going to need it. Obviously, Anthony Edwards has been fantastic. Past couple weeks or so, Karl Anthony Towns has been debatably the best player in the team, which is huge because I feel like last year a lot of people started to lose faith in him because he was the number one draft pick in 2015. He was a fantastic prospect. He was probably the best one that they've had since, I don't know, I guess out of that draft class, he was like he was definitely the best in draft class. I think he was probably the best one since John Wall, I guess, in 2010 or Kyrie in 2011. I don't know, but he obviously was a fantastic prospect. And even though he's talented, puts up big numbers, he hasn't been the franchise player you'd like him to be. But they haven't won a playoff series yet. They've only won a couple of playoff games. I think if Jimmy Butler stuck around in 2019, was it? Yeah, 2018, he was with the Timberwolves, and then he got injured. And then that made them fall to the 8th seed. If he never got injured, by the way, 3 through 8, there was only 2 games separating them or something like that. So I think the Timberwolves would have been a 3 seed, if I'm mistaken. And I think they would have won a playoff series. So that just shows you how injuries play effect into everything. But, in short, Karl Anthony Towns hasn't really been a franchise player that you want. Granted, the Timberwolves haven't done the best job with the supporting cast, but Anthony Edwards seems to be that guy. He seems to be uplifting the team. And that duo has been fantastic. Not only has the duo been fantastic, Rudy Gobert is looking like a top 3 defender in the league again. He is, in my opinion, the best rim defender in the league. And almost everyone was starting to doubt him last year. I think I ranked him in the low 50s going into the season, and most people thought that was too high. So the Timberwolves are looking like a great team. And as I said, 6th seed, I think they're going to be higher than the 6th seed. There's always at least one team that falls off, that starts off really hot and then falls off. Last year it was the Jazz. This year it is the... Okay, no, sorry. Last year was the Jazz. The year before was the Wizards. I think this year it's going to be the Rockets. I'm not going to talk much about the Rockets because as fun of a team they are, I think there's other teams to talk about in the first episode. But yeah, I think the Timberwolves are going to remain pretty high. I'm thinking top 4 seed in the West, but could be wrong. I also talked about the Thunder. I may be, a lot of people paint me as a Thunder hater. I wouldn't consider myself a Thunder hater. It's more so just that I feel like they were getting too much praise prematurely. They were a young team that was overachieving, but I feel like unless you actually win, you shouldn't be getting too many flowers. Again, it may seem like a hater thing to do, but I just need to see you win actually. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been fantastic. A lot of people, I thought him as overrated because people ranked him as a top 10 player going into the season. And this may be not fair, but in order for you to be a top 10 player in my eyes, you need to win. You need to make it to the playoffs and win a couple games. He has not made the playoffs yet. So we haven't seen him play in enough big games yet. We saw him play in the play-in tournament, but that's not enough for me. I need you to make the playoffs in order for me to put you in my top 10. So the fact that Thunder are playing at a 1-2 seed level now, I'm going to probably put Shai in my top 10 at the end of the year, depending on how they do in the playoffs. But the league is also more talented than ever now, so maybe not. But I had him in the 16-17 area going into the season, but I don't think that's too low, but a lot of people disagree with me. But yeah, but basically my point was, I said there wasn't too much surprising, but that's very surprising. Actually, the Thunder and the Timberwolves have been excellent. but yeah, then I guess the East isn't really so surprising at all because this, the Celtics and the Bucks, the Celtics, the Sixers and the Bucks are probably been the three best teams in the East. If not, then it's the Magic. The Magic actually have a better argument for the top three than outside the top four. And I'm not going to take my victory lap on the Magic yet because I did predict them to be the top to be top six, just like I did the Timberwolves. And it feels weird to do a victory lap, especially because they just beat the Celtics last week. So I'm not super amped about that. But the fact that they're playing so well without Paolo Banchero playing like an elite player shows that they're going to be a dangerous team. I can definitely see them winning a playoff series this year. I don't see them beating either Boston, Philly, and Milwaukee, but they got a super bright future, and I'm super excited to see Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner, how that duo is gonna pan out, because I think they're going to be fantastic. Yeah. And not much to say about the Sixers, the Celtics, or the Bucks. They're the expected top three seeds in the East, I'd say, at this point. But yeah, not really too much to dive in there. But what I did want to dive into, actually, is the in-season tournament. I'm sure that everyone is tired about it at this point, because the league has been, let's be honest, the league has been kind of milking it, but they kind of had to because it's the very first year they're doing it, so they want to try to get that brand going. But a lot of people hate on it. My opinion on it is, yes, I say you do need to milk it just a little bit. I feel like they've been taking it up just a little too much. I think when you paint the courts, that's where they cross the line, because I really do believe that doing something extra, when you start messing with the courts, that's when it starts to affect the game. If you're gonna have them play extra games, if you're gonna have them play, make certain games matter more, that's one thing. But if you're gonna actually affect what goes on in the courts, I think that's a big deal, and they shouldn't do that anymore. But who knows what happens after next year. But as far as it goes, just for the big picture stuff of the playing tournament, I don't think it's as bad as people say it's going to be, because at the end of the day, they're just still playing games that they'd be playing anyway. They're just adding some sort of incentive to it by just, again, like they're milking the tournament to make it sound like it's a big deal, which, granted, I know a lot of players don't see it as a big deal as of now, because I forgot which player it was. I don't know if it wasn't Dame. It was someone else that said, like, oh, I still don't even know what's going on with it. So I guess that'd be the NBA's argument back, is saying, oh, look, we're not milking it enough. The players don't really think it's a big deal. But it'll be interesting, because I'm pretty sure the only incentive they have as of now is $500K. But I think one of the players had the idea of, maybe if you win the tournament, make it a guaranteed you make the playoffs. I would actually make the argument that if you could maybe bump them up in the tournament, but then obviously the one seed wouldn't have that much incentive. So that'd be interesting though. Yeah. So anyway, for how the playing tournament's going out so far, panning out, I should say. Tonight, I'm recording this on Tuesday, the 28th. Tonight was the last day of the like the play-in for the play-in, and now we have the quarterfinals for the play-in tournament out. The Indiana Pacers, I believe, are the 2 seed. They're going to be playing the Celtics, the 3 seed, and the Bucks are the 1 seed, playing the Knicks, the 4 seed. That's it. Pretty interesting. I think it's interesting that neither the Sixers nor the Heat, I guess the Heat aren't really that interesting because they're in the same conference as the Bucks. But Celtics and the Bucks making it isn't so surprising. The Knicks making it isn't really surprising either, given the fact that they made the conference semifinals last year. The Knicks are playing better than I thought they would, but I think they'll be playoff team borderline, like 7, 8, 9, 10 seed. That's my prediction for them. But the Pacers are, last year's Kings team, but even to another extent. Like, last year, the Kings were the best offense in the league and being one of the worst defenses in the league. This year, the Pacers are the best offense in the league and 29th or 30th best defense, I should say. So they are, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, they have a better offensive rating than the Kings as well. So who knows what their ceiling is come playoff time. In something like the in-season tournament, maybe their ceiling is a little bit higher because they're not playing as much defense. But come playoff time, when they're playing more defense, I think the Pacers aren't really too big of a threat to win a playoff series, in my opinion, because just going offense has proven time and time again that you can't. That's not really a winning strategy. You need to have some type of defensive identity, which just feels like the Pacers really don't have that as of now. But they'll be playing my Boston Celtics. Don't really feel like making any type of prediction for the in-season tournament because it's kind of it's not that it's not a big deal, but I really don't know how it's going to pan out. That's the thing. But if you're going to ask me to make a prediction, gun to my head, I'm just going to say I'm going to pick my Celtics, obviously. Why would I not pick them? But it's the best offense they're playing all year long. So Derek White, Drew Holiday, they're going to have to play really solid defense on Tyrese Halliburton. And then obviously Tatum and Brown going to have to do that. They're going to have to pick up the game on offense. And depending on how Porzingis is by then, hopefully he's going to be fine and dandy by the time that comes around. As far as it goes for the Bucks versus the Knicks, again, the easy choice is just picking the Bucks because they're the far better team with the far higher ceiling, especially because Dame and Giannis are, it seems like they're finally starting to click on offense. The Bucks are, at worst, the third best team in the East. So I'm very confident they'll beat the Knicks, but the Knicks have proved me wrong a lot the past 2 years, so who knows what happens there. And then if the Celtics play the Bucks in the in-season tournament semifinals, that'd be interesting. But again, I'm not gonna, one thing, unless it's like a very obviously like 2021 Celtics versus 2021 Nets, unless it's very, very obvious, I'm not gonna pick against my Celtics because obviously there's a debate as to who's better, the Celtics or the Bucks. I'm very confident in my Celtics. I think that they're the best team in the league this year. I think they're very solid. Obviously, their only concern is depth. But at the end of the day, superstars is what wins you titles. And it's not like their depth is just a bunch of sixth graders. They're NBA players, and Sam Hauser is actually playing much better than I expected him to be. So, and then as far as it goes for the Bucks, as I mentioned, their biggest weakness is backcourt defense. You shouldn't be giving up 124 points to a Miami Heat team without Jimmy Butler. That shouldn't be too much to ask. I understand their offense is fantastic, but their defense has clearly taken a hit without Drew Holiday there. And Giannis is obviously fantastic, as is Brook Lopez, but you need some perimeter defense, despite what a lot of the analytics say. You need perimeter defense. I'm not going to go this far yet, but it's kind of reminding me of the 2021 Nets, where maybe they would have won the finals had they been fully healthy, but I'm not sure. You need defense in the NBA, and the Bucks don't have that now, but who knows, maybe they'll improve by then. And then as far as it goes for out west for the in-season tournament, before I started recording this podcast, it was confirmed that the Lakers would be playing the Suns in this turn, like in the quarterfinals. I think that's great because the past couple of years haven't seen much of LeBron James versus Kevin Durant. More specifically, I think it was 2018 the last time we saw them, and then we saw them I believe it was opening night. It was either opening night or closest thing to opening night. It's been a month, but I can't remember these things. But obviously seeing LeBron James versus Kevin Durant is always going to be good for the sport. And seeing them in a game that has relatively higher stakes than a regular season game is going to be pretty fun. And the way they just did this entire in-season tournament thing was kind of confusing with the way the standings worked out. They did say that it would come down to the final three games tonight. I know the Kings are playing the Warriors tonight. I know that right now, the Rockets are playing the Mavs. Last time I checked, it was the third quarter. I'm pretty sure it was a tie score, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure the Kings are 3-0. I think the Warriors are 2-1 in their in-season brackets, but that'll be an interesting thing to see because for the most part, it's not like it's a bunch of scrub teams that are playing in the in-season tournament. Like these are pretty good teams that are playing, and it'll be interesting to see how they react, which team reacts to it. I'm just picturing it now. I just know that if the Lakers win the in-season tournament, I just know that LeBron's going to go nuts, and a lot of his haters are going to kind of justifiably bash him for it because I know people love LeBron, and there's a lot of reasons to like him. He doesn't really make it hard for his haters to hate on him, though. He definitely loves the attention and going wild because he went wild in the All-Star game. I can definitely see him going just as wild in the in-season tournament, which, again, I'm not going to say that's not important, but it doesn't seem like it's that important. So I don't know what's going to happen there, but yeah, it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun there. But yeah, those are my takes on the in-season tournament. I think it's been better than a lot of people expected it to be. So just get rid of the damn paintings on the court. Just play on regular basketball courts for God's sakes. But for everything else, I'm thinking, I think it's done pretty well for itself. And I think once we get to the semifinals in Vegas and the finals after that, I think it'll be a lot of fun. Anyway, so that's all I have for today. I wanted to record the first episode with just myself, just because I wanted to introduce the show, just get my take on a couple of things. And then after this, I'm going to start having people on. Almost positive that John and Matt are going to be on the next episode. We'll talk about whatever's on the news there. And then after that is when I'm going to start inviting other people on. I'm going to reach out to those that have reached out to me, and we're going to have an awesome time. So thanks to those who have been with me since day one, with the All-American Hooper brand. You have no idea how much it means to me. The fact that you've been with me, expanding the brand, which has been fantastic. But just a couple of plugs before I sign off. If you could follow me on all of my platforms, that'd be great. On Twitter, I am at American Hooper. On TikTok, I'm at All American Hooper. On Instagram, it's also at All American Hooper with 2 zeros in the Hooper for that. And you can, if you want to check out my column, it's on primetimesportstalk.com. My name, as I mentioned, is Chris Driscoll. And that's all I have for my plugs. But thank you very much for tuning in. And as I mentioned, I can't wait for this to get going. So hope everyone has a great day. Take care.